Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs. Their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute, and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards, and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram, and Facebook accounts so that together, our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets, and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro. Now let's get into this week's episode. Hello, Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast. This is episode 50, and we're going to talk all about popcorning, because I realised that the whole, you know, business, the whole brand that is Popcorn and Piggy has popcorning in the name, and you might not know why that's there, or you might not even know what popcorning is when it comes to guinea pigs. So I'm going to do a whole episode on it so that you can finally know why I chose the name that I did, and also have something to talk about with your piggy peeps and also with your pigs, because I talk to my pigs all the time. Yeah, crazy guinea pig lady, I know. So as always, I want to start the episode shouting out the Popcorner of the Week. So how do you become the Popcorner of the Week? Well, you simply leave a review on the Apple Podcast app. You'll find it all via the show page. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see some stars and a comment box. Obviously, leave some information in the comment box. And if you leave your Instagram handle, I'll also give you a shout out over at Instagram too. So if you want to be Popcorner of the Week and get a shout out on the podcast and on Instagram, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Also, if you don't have Apple Podcasts, because I know there are quite a few of you who don't, you can also just share things on Instagram or Facebook. Obviously, tag me so that I can see them, and I'll also give you a shout out that way too, because I know not everyone has Apple Podcasts. So the first and foremost is Apple Podcasts, but if you also share it out, I'll retweet things. Sorry, not retweet, I don't have Twitter. I'll reshare things and all that and add things to my story on Instagram. If you haven't already, follow on Instagram at Popcorn and Piggy and watch our stories every day, because there's always behind the scenes stuff going on there. So back to Popcorner of the Week. Popcorner of the Week this week is Jizzly and Hank, and I think those are the piggy names, but we have So Good, 5 stars. Okay, so I love this podcast, like, love it. I've been trying to spend more time away from the screen and doing something productive, and this podcast is the perfect thing to listen to while I knit, play with my piggies, or do homework. When I started listening, there were so many episodes already, so I was kept busy for a long, long while. I can't stress enough how informative this is for new guinea pig owners, or just guinea pig owners in general. It feels like an honour being a Popcorner. Yay, and your Popcorn of the Week! And I will be listening to all of your new episodes as they come out. P.S. My Instagram handle is @apartment_piggies. So thank you so much for your review on the Apple Podcast app, and of course you will have got your shout out on the podcast, and I'll be shouting you out on Instagram too. So like I said, if you want to be Popcorner of the Week in a future episode, head over to the Apple Podcast app, leave us a review, leave your Instagram handle, and you will get all the shout outs. So let's get into the episode. Let's talk all things popcorning. Because like I say, I've called my business Popcorn and Piggy for a reason. There's a whole reason that I called it that. And also, popcorning in terms of the guinea pig community is, I think, widely known. But also, it surprises me with the amount of DMs or things that I get that there are also quite a few people who don't know what it is. So I thought today we would talk all about what guinea pig popcorning is and why guinea pigs popcorn. So let's start with what popcorning is. Popcorning, in when we refer to a guinea pig popcorning, so it's like a adjective or verb, a guinea pig popcorns when they're happy, when they're excited. They can do it potentially out of fear, but you would know the difference based on the noises that they're making, and again I'll do a whole episode in the future on noises and things. But generally, popcorning happens when they're happy and excited. Many different reasons for this. Usually food is included, as we all know with our guinea pigs, but it can happen at whenever they're happy, really. Usually when they're having a treat, they've got fresh hay, when they've been cleaned, when they're running around and happy, when they're maybe having some fun with a friend that they've got. It's just guinea pigs popcorn when they're happy, basically, and excited. So what is a popcorn? Well, a popcorn is when a guinea pig kind of jumps in the air and they might kind of wriggle a bit as they jump. So the reason it's called popcorning is if you've ever made popcorn or seen popcorn being made, when the corn kernels go into whatever the heat source is, they kind of pop around and they go a bit all over the place. And that's why it's called popcorning, because literally a piggy will almost look like they're having a little bit of a seizure, but they're not. You will know the difference between popcorning and a seizure. Seizure very much is a piggy on their side, on the floor, and it will look more rapid. Whereas a popcorn usually is either they're walking or they've jumped and it's in the air and it looks very, very happy. It's usually got a little bit of a twist. It is literally like a pop in the air. It usually happens when they're happy and excited. So this is why, obviously, I called the business Popcorn and Piggy, because I am all about making your piggies and my piggies happy so that they can have a healthy life. So that is where the name came from. So why do guinea pigs popcorn? Like I've said, it's because when they're happy and excited. So a few examples of when my piggies popcorn, and you will know that my piggies are between the ages of about 1.5 and almost 3 years now. So they're not young, but they're not old aged. So what you need to know is guinea pigs tend to popcorn a lot more when they're young. You know, they're really, really excited, everything's new. And as they get older, they tend to popcorn a bit less. However, most of my boys between the ages of, like I say, 1.5 and 3, still regularly popcorn on a daily basis. And it comes out of nowhere. It is a shock, but it's lovely to watch. So a few examples. Let's talk about Rolo. He's like probably the best popcorner. He popcorns all the time. He'll popcorn when the cage is clean, because he is my clean freak. He loves clean cages. So he'll popcorn every time there's a clean cage. He'll popcorn when new hay gets added in. He will popcorn when him and Miko are just having a like play session. Like, it looks as if they're kind of like being dominant to each other, but really they're just kind of playing. Those two go crazy like popcorn when that happens. And I think that's really when Rolo popcorns. So then obviously Miko, when he's playing with Rolo, will popcorn. Miko just randomly, like, there doesn't seem to be a trend with Miko. He will just randomly popcorn. And he's my long-haired piggy. So when he popcorns, it's even funnier because the hair just goes everywhere. So his popcorns aren't like one popcorn, because piggies can do either one popcorn or it can be like a series of popcorns. His are full-blown series of popcorns. Like, he will popcorn probably 5 in a row, if not more. And you can just tell by his face, he's like, oh no, like, she knows I'm happy. Because this is Miko's personality. But his are so, so funny. And I think he just popcorns out of, like, winding Rolo up sometimes. Like I say, sometimes they play around and they kind of wind each other up. But it's that kind of weird relationship where they're brothers, like, you probably, if you've got siblings, it's the same with you. Like, you kind of enjoy sometimes winding up your siblings. So they have that kind of relationship. But generally, he doesn't do it very often. But if he does it, it's a series of popcorns. Digger doesn't popcorn very often. He's my least popcorning piggy. But he will popcorn usually when he's being stroked. If I've really kind of, and also side note, if you want to learn like how to stroke a guinea pig, I did a whole episode last time about it. But Digger will usually stroke when he's getting fuss and human attention. That's what he loves. But generally he doesn't really popcorn that much. Then my final piggy is Finn. Finn popcorns all the time during floor time. So if you know anything about me, if you've checked out our YouTube channel and that, I have, and it's changed a little bit, so I need to do a new video, but I have Digger and Finn on like a floor cage. So I open that up whenever I'm in the living room, which is what they're in, and they will run around the floor and have lots and lots of chance to run around, because Finn is my exploring piggy. And then I have Miko and Rolo on a cage like above them. So Finn will just run around, explore, and every so often he'll just randomly popcorn. The other way he'll popcorn is if I'm cleaning out cages and there's another piggy's set of fleece on the floor, he will go crazy, sniff it, like rumble strut, and just popcorn because he's just weird. But Finn usually is popcorning when he's out and about exploring, and his are the funniest because they're not huge popcorns for Finn. It's literally a mini kind of jump, and it's like a, oh, like he always squeaks when he popcorns. Oh, like, it's so funny. He does it quite regularly, but like I say, it's not as, like, Rolos are very high in the air. And sometimes it's like one, sometimes it's two or three, but his are very high. Whereas Miko's are lots of little ones, and it's usually when he's moving or if he's lying in a bed, and sometimes if he's lying in the bed, like, because his hair goes everywhere, it's just crazy. So I have to try and do a compilation video of all the popcorns for YouTube. But popcorning is when they're happy, and it can be relating to food, clean cages, you name it. You will know your guinea pigs, and I want to hear from you. Definitely let me know when your guinea pig popcorns. Have you figured out what it is that they get so, so excited about? You will know, again, if you've watched the YouTube channel, that I have had... Oh, no, I've talked about it on the podcast as well. I've had a series of fosters lately. All of them have gone back to the rescue, and actually quite a few have already been rehomed. Yay! So you will have seen Bobby and Wesley, which were the last two that I had. Bobby was an exceptional zoomie and popcorner whenever he would get fresh hay. And sometimes I would just stand, like, with the hay and just keep crinkling it because he would constantly do zoomies, constantly do popcorns. It was, like, his happiest time of day. And I personally just love to watch it because you know it's when they're happy, you know it's when they're excited. And I could just watch Piggy's popcorning all day, hence Popcorning Piggy was born. So I would love to know when and where your piggy popcorns. Have you figured out it's when one thing happens? Have you figured out, you know, what it is? If you have older piggies, let me know, because obviously as they get older, they might popcorn less. Popcorn obviously takes quite a bit of energy to jump in the air, squeak, and, you know, bounce around and things. So as guinea pigs get older, they can popcorn less. But generally, there are still quite a few old piggies out there that do still popcorn. So it's very, very special. And especially if you have a piggy that doesn't popcorn as much, when you do see it, it's really, really special. Like my digger, he doesn't popcorn very often. So when I do see it, it just warms my heart so much. So, like I say, reach out to me, let me know all about your guinea pigs popcorning. I would love to hear. And if you haven't recently, check out the Popcorn and Piggy shop. We've got a variety of designs in there, some of which will be going on sale very, very soon because they will be discontinuing. So keep an eye out. And if you haven't already, join the Popcorn and Piggy VIP club to hear all about what's going on in the shop. Get your 10% off discount so you can save on everything that we have. Everything ships worldwide except for pea flakes. But if you have not checked out the shop for a while, do that. And yeah, if you want to be Popcorn of the Week, leave your review. And of course, I'll be back next week for another episode. See you then. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye.